I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. The Red Sox stink. 617-779-7937. Nick Fitzy Stevens, we're going to talk about it because, well, we got to get it all out of our system because I can't start tomorrow's show that way because tomorrow at 2:15 we'll be talking to Alex Cora. Although, to be fair, the first question to Alex Cora might be, your team stinks right now. What are you going to do about it? We had a text chain going here on WEEI Afternoons yesterday that was just... The word embarrassing was being thrown around quite a bit in that Red Sox game last night, and it wasn't mean, it wasn't mischaracterizing the situation. That was an embarrassing 16-1 loss. They scored, but I like to say they got blanked, because they got blanked hard by the Rays. Absolutely blanked the hell out of them. Fitzy, the hell's going on with the Red Sox?
They got blanked in the blank hole, and I've got blank to offer, and so does Alex Cora at this point. Pathetic, embarrassing, fraudulent. You can insert your own negative descriptive for a team that is grotesquely underwhelming and underperforming at this point. And this will put us both on fraud watch tomorrow, because if they turn in another absolute slop fest tonight, and then we get on with Alex Cora, and like, hey, Skip. I know he doesn't like being called that, but like,
I wouldn't, if I were you.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Alex. So your best baseball is yet to come, huh? Andy, something's wrong, and I hate to say it, but Alex Cora may be at the root of some of this, because if we're being square,
what'd he do? Did he boot a ball? Did he throw terrible pitches?
What year has the defense been really good under Alex Cora? We thought it was going to continue. Defense, especially infield defense, has never been a hallmark or cornerstone of an Alex Cora managed Red Sox baseball team. And for Alex Bregman to get out there now representing all the faith, money, and trust of this front office this offseason, for St. Bregman to have four effing errors before Easter Sunday is a gag job of epic proportions. Put Devers back at third. He couldn't do any worse.
Don't be dramatic. He's only on pace for 40-something errors over the course of the season.
Which would triple his career high.
Yeah, so I am really torn on this issue, and it's funny. Stick around for 3 o'clock, because this will be involved in my three-point stance. But, is he telling Bregman to boot a ball? Like, what? Do we think they're not doing any fungos or infield, outfield during spring training? Like, how is the manager? And I agree with you. The circumstantial evidence of recent history would say defense has been an issue for a large portion of Alex Cora's tenure. So therefore, Alex Cora, a former utility infielder who, let's be honest, wasn't in the big leagues for, hitting home runs and being some great offensive force. He was a utility guy.
He was a manager in waiting.
Yes.
That could fill in a pinch and provide good vibes. He's providing the vibes, and he's filling in a pinch. But holy smokes, if there's any chance he played defense 1/27th as poorly as his team does now, he would have gotten sent on the highway to Pawtucket.
So how do we blame Alex Cora for the defense? How do we blame Alex Cora for Bregman not playing like St. Bregman, but playing more like Raffy Devers? How do we... Now, I do sort of remove the Christian Campbell crappy defense from this because... He is an athlete who they're trying to turn into a second baseman, I think, because there's now some question what he is.
Playing him in center? Do you make somebody a new second baseman by playing him in center?
No, and that gets back to the comment, well, you got to get David Hamilton some at-bats, and you got to do this, and you got to do that.
Why do I have to get David Hamilton some at-bats? Who's not moving his, Topps cards? What card vault is my God, we got to get all these David Hamilton cards? What store on Jersey Street is I got to unload all these David Hamilton City Connects?
So the weird thing is, I think I may be to blame for this. I'm not going to lie to you. If you remember,
Hold on. This is a record moment. Are you going to take the sword on this one?
A little bit. I think there's a chance that during one of my 3-point stances, when I said, you're going to need David Hamilton this year, he is going to be a key contributor, you're going to need him to help you win games, I'm a little concerned that Alex Cora was listening and he's right. We got to make sure we get David Hamilton some innings and some at-bats, because I'm also going to cut bait with that opinion. It's time to sit him down, play Christian Campbell at second base. You gave Christian Campbell the job at second base. It was a bag job. Because I think he was willing to do a $100 million contract for the rest of his life. You wanted him in the lineup. He can hit. He's been on base every game. That's great. Allow him to settle in at second base. Stop doing all this crap moving him around. You're paying him $100 million or maybe only 60-something. But he is here for the long haul. Let him settle in. Let him become the second baseman you think he can become. Because when Alex Cora talks about Christian Campbell, one thing he always talks about is how quickly he shows improvement, right? Oh, turning double plays at the beginning of spring training, he looked terrible. And then by the end, he looked like he had done it before and he can do it. Okay, so let's take that approach to the rest of second base. Gerard Mayo used to say, yes, I'm quoting Gerard Mayo, that's how bad it's gotten for the Boston Red Sox, you only get better at football by playing football, right, Fitzy? Well, guess what? You only get better at second base by playing...
Center field.
Nope. So we're going to start that again. Fitzy, you only get better at... second base by playing
second base.
Perfect. So play Christian Campbell. And I'm not saying that's the biggest issue. Pitching's in. I said to you guys in the email chain this
Christian
morning.
Christian Campbell, what was my nickname? Damn it. Oh, I've had my kids home all week, so I've lost half my mind.
Your nickname?
Already.
Dumbass. I mean, that may be just us here, but.
Okay. Well, I am actually not allowed to say yours over the air without a $555 fine. So, my nickname for Tanner Houck, the machine. Because only a batting practice machine or jugs machine would be able to deliver such hittable, consistently smashable pitches time and time again. Andy, he's been bad.
Yeah, no, I know. And the manager apparently wanted to see more bad because he left him out there for more bad pitching and a ridiculous box score. I mean, when you look at the stat line, when you go 2.1 innings, 10 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned runs?
It's a triple-double, Andy.
It is a triple-double. That was a good tweet.
Dan, that's not the way that you want those
to work. No, that is two home runs. You get two innings, you give up two home runs. Houck has become a little Giolito-like in terms of the past and giving up home runs, but he left him out there. I would say to eat innings, but he didn't eat innings. He just ate pitches and runs and other things we can't say on the air here on radio with the FCC listening.
He ate that. Yes.
Yeah.
He ate a mile of that last night.
So, but I do need to flip this script a little bit because I am Mr. Negativity on this show, correct?
Yeah, by and large, I would say. I mean, that's what Ted calls you.
So you're gonna pick a 15 run loss to be positive. That's where you're gonna try to spin it after a 15 run loss.
It's very simple to me. They've been horrific. They lost to the White Sox 11-1, which I thought and was hoping that was gonna be like the April bottoming out. It wasn't. They went to a minor league park and played minor league baseball last night against the Rays.
No, they did not play minor league baseball, Andy. Don't you dare insult the good teams of single, double, and triple A across America who would put forth a more professional effort than that. Yeah, they did go to a minor league park and play like absolute trash. And now I feel like a bozo. Yeah, that's like your resting state, Fitzy. Well, no. I feel like a bozo for tweeting out Friday night, congratulations to the Red Sox on getting their worst game of the year out of the way. They didn't. They found a way to top it.
So over the course of a few days, they played two of their worst games of the year in a year that is only 18 games deep. They gave up 11 runs. They gave up 18 runs. I mean, 16 runs. And guess what? They can't hit, they can't pitch, and they can't field. Those are all accepted truths right now coming off last night's game. And then I look to the standings. Two games back of first place. You can't play worse baseball than they're playing, and this has dug a hole that they could get out of in a doubleheader. If they had a doubleheader, they could dig out of this hole in a doubleheader. So, as much as the sky is falling over Fenway Park and over Steinbrenner Field, is it still Steinbrenner Field down
there? It is. Yeah. It's Steinbrenner Field, yeah. So it's 9,800 people.
Yeah,
and I
10K.
Feel badly for any of them that had to watch the Red Sox.
I did enjoy that you get to those minor league parks and they brought the tradition from the Trop of you can hear what the fans are actually saying in the crowd because they're right near the microphone and it's quiet enough. The one guy was like, 40 million when Bregman was up to bat and everything. I like when you can hear that. But Fitzy, the sky is falling. And yet, you can atlas the sky with two wins.
Gentle sky that's falling.
Yes.
It is a parachute-like sky.
And the division stinks. You're in it.
The whole AL blows. AL sucks out loud.
Yes, Dan Ball. Sorry, Dan Ball raised his hand. He's very excited to say something.
No, I have a question that I want to pose to you guys because I've been thinking about this. Out of all the issues, because there isn't really anything that isn't an issue at this point.
Crochet's not an issue.
All right, yeah, that's one. That's legitimately one. And
you
maybe Aroldis Chapman is two, maybe.
We'll see.
Again,
Chapman has been better than we anticipated he would be.
And guess what? You'd like him. We'd like to find out if he's an issue, but you never find out if he's an issue when you're losing 16-1 or 11-1 or like the closer just gets that, well, guess I got tonight off kind of situation. So, yes, Dan Ball, what is your question?
So other than, I guess, those two things, what do you guys identify that's a temporary issue that's going to fix itself? And is there anything that jumps out that is long term concerning right now?
So my biggest long term concerning right now would be Tristan Casas, your first baseman.
Ah,
I don't know if he's good. I don't know if he's not just a guy that had a hot end of the season a couple years ago, because I know Bradfoe brought up with the midday guys, even that year he started really slow and there were a boatload of strikeouts. There were a boatload of strikeouts last year. I forgot the numbers. It was like one out of every three or two at bats last
year. Are you concerned that Casas is nothing more than Phil Plantier that does yoga?
Phil Plantier, but not as fun. Not as fun, didn't have as cool a home runs or his stance. You're not going to use Casas' stance and wiffle ball. At least I can use Phil Plantier's stance and wiffle. Yes, I am dead concerned that the best of Tristan Casas airs on Netflix and is his relationship with Duran and the funny little stories and all of that. And that as a baseball player, there is nothing more laughable right now than 40-120 that Craig Breslow said with him. Unless it's, I don't know, 120 Ks
40 errors, 120 strikeouts by the All-Star break.
That's the other thing. The guy plays with 4 feet. He's got a glove that's on a foot on his arm.
It looks like he took off-season defensive reps at the Tyquan Thornton School of Root Running.
Yeah, or like Happy Gilmore in the freaking, Billy Madison in like when he's taking the pitching machine in the chest. I feel like that's how Casas approaches his job. Yes, Dan Ball, you have some stats on Tristan Casas.
The number you were looking for. So last year for Casas, he struck out 31.7% of the time. And
so
this
one
year,
out of every three at bats.
This year it's down. Don't worry. It's down to a whopping 29% that he's striking out.
And in a game.
What a turnaround.
Yep. The average game, you get 3 to 4 at bats. So he's guaranteed to strike out.
Absolutely.
Based on 2 years' worth of numbers, which I don't think is small sample size data, 2 years' worth of numbers, he gets to the plate 3 times, you can get your little K sign out for one of them. That is, and I was on this weeks ago. You guys know this. I circled this number. My stat to watch, sponsor it, whatever you want to call it, was I'm going to look at the strikeout column because when they don't put the ball in play, they stink. And they don't put the ball in play very often. Half the time, strikeout.
Actually, quite honestly, last night they struck out just over half the time.
Yeah.
Made 27 outs, 14 of which came via the punchado. And my greatest concern, so if your greatest concern is Casas, Dan, I have to choose something other than the fact that they strike out all the time and can't play defense.
Or they stink. Well, you can't just say they stink.
Or that they suck.
That checks two massive boxes, but if you'd like to choose between the two, you can.
I already got the defense under Alex Cora is an issue out of the way. I'm going to go back to what you said yesterday. Andy, we had some really good, especially from Mego, who did a terrific job filling in. She had a great three-point stance yesterday that Stiz should bring back up later in the show to see how you guys feel about it. And then Dan had a good one, too. And Dan's biggest concern was about the Red Sox. This was before they lost two touchdowns and a safety to an extra point to the freaking Rays. Was there is no homegrown veteran or series slash grouping of veterans that the new guys, the young guys, and the mercenaries can lean on for advice, counsel, or to calm them down when your manager can't figure out how to fix it, Driveline can't figure out how to fix it, Andrew Bailey can't figure out how to fix things right now. Who are you supposed to turn to? Who is that big poppy? Who is that? Who's that calming presence? Who's the Xander Bogarts to say, okay, everybody, R-E-L-A-X? There isn't one.
Jaren Duran would probably be the closest candidate.
But he's in like his, what, third year at this point?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he has elevated himself to star player. He's been through a lot. He's been willing to put himself out there, as we learned in the clubhouse. And he has a little cachet. He's an all-star. He was the all-star game MVP. He's got a little swagger to him. I would say he might be the best candidate. I'm kind of drawing a blank to think of who would be second best.
And that's kind of what Fitzy's alluding to. And I know that blaming a team's issues on leadership isn't the most nuanced take in sports radio history. But
wait, we got St. Bregman. How can we question the leadership of this team?
Well, and that was the other half of what I argued, and Fitzy can speak to this as well, is that your quote-unquote veteran leadership that you have is all hired guns that come from different
Correct.
Systems that come with different values. So my biggest issue that I see with the Red Sox across all phases is that they're sloppy and they're not focused. And those are things that can be shown by veterans that can trickle down to other parts of the roster.
Okay, so it worked. When I just got cranky to start the show and gave out the number, people were like, hey, they're taking calls in the first segment today. They're so upset. So yes, we are, Red Sox Nation. We want to hear your voice, your opinions. Something maybe a little bit deeper than they just stink. Have a, you know, a little reason behind why they stink. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin in Washington, D.C. to start us off today. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox, Justin?
Gentlemen, I agree. They actually kind of stink. And I think it's two structural issues that Breslow is the one to blame for. And I'd love you to talk me out of it because I bet a lot of money on the over and I'm going to lose a lot of money at this rate. But it's number one, pitching. So behind Crochet, you don't have a quality number two or three starter because Breslow cannot evaluate pitching. Tanner Houck, since the All-Star break last year, has been a Triple-A pitcher. Walker Buehler, by his own words, has sucked in the last few regular seasons. Additionally, the bullpen is currently the 12th worst in baseball, and they are overperforming. Chapman is not a closer, so that's going to get worse. And then lastly, defense, which is 100% Breslow's fault, because even healthy, Connor Wong is one of the worst two or three catchers in baseball. Christian Campbell, who he gave Flora as his second baseman, go look at his advanced metrics. They are atrocious. And lastly, Trevor Story has fallen off of a cliff. He's lost two steps and throwing power. And based on advanced metrics, he's a far below average shortstop. So these are systematic problems that I don't see getting resolved. And I see this team finishing last in the AL East.
All right. Thanks for the call, Justin.
Wow.
I asked for reasons, and let's just say he had reasons ready to go.
That was a damning indictment of the home nine right there.
Was anything wrong?
I haven't looked at Trevor Story's advanced defensive metrics, but they don't look great.
I've watched him play.
He's been okay-ish at the plate. There's really not any one person that can step to the side or remove themselves from the morass of ass that has been the Red Sox and say, like, I've been good. I'm doing well. I'm
Christian
fine.
Campbell. I mean, forget
at the plate. At the plate, sure.
I mean, you start your season being on base every single time, including the contract and maybe that adding a little pressure and this idea that I think it was a bag job. They gave him the job. He might not have even really won it in spring training. For him to come out and hit the way he's hit, I think is impressive. 617-779-7937. Let's go to AJ in Dover. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox, AJ?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
My thought is, I don't know which one of you said, but you guys were saying, I was wondering about Tristan Cassis and
All right, thanks for the call, AJ. You should get yourself a Verizon phone, just like the studio here is powered by our friends at Verizon. Then we'd be able to hear what you said.
Subtle. That really not
nailed
nice.
Nailed it.
That's why you get the big bucks, Andy.
I think he was agreeing with me that Casas stinks. I heard Casas in there somewhere, and it couldn't have been good if his name was involved.
But
so.
I mean, like, actually, we do have to ask ourselves, and maybe we should ask Alex Cora this tomorrow when he joins us at 2:15.
Skip.
Is there any truth to, I mean, they tried to move him this offseason. Allegedly,
they chose not to. Supposedly, they could have gotten a pitcher for him.
There were Seattle. Trade talks involving, yeah, like, who pulled back first? Was it Seattle who said no thanks, or did the Red Sox say, no, we got to get 40 and 120 out of this guy?
How are you going to word that question? Did you try to trade Tristan Casas, and were you disappointed that no one would take him? Is that the question? You want to just play that tomorrow so I don't have to say it awkwardly live? Yeah. You can just play what I just said to Alex Cora.
You can blame it on the
like
producers.
Like a drop, yeah.
And I'll just say, Stiz, where'd you get that from? AI. We're not supposed to use AI. You cheated.
Well, now that it's out there, I mean, Alex, if you can answer the question that they played question. Completely
I'm
by accident.
I'm sure with all the things that are nagging at him right now, the one thing he is dialed in on is WEEI Afternoons.
Absolutely. He's got the Odyssey app to listen down in Florida while he's stewing in his losses. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. We're taking your calls, your reactions to the early struggles of the Red Sox. We'll have the poll up next, but I will remind everyone, they stink. That's a fact. And yet, they are two games out of first place. More Red Sox talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But... That was the voice of Trevor Story after the 16-1 loss in Tampa last night for the Red Sox, a team that is stumbling and bumbling its way to the beginning of the regular season. WEEI Afternoons here, and it is 2 for Tuesday. And you know what that means. Every Tuesday, 2:30 and 3:30, we give away some Red Sox tickets. Be caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which Greg Hill gave out this morning on the Greg Hill Show at 7 a.m., you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mariners on April 23rd. That's 617-931-0937. Caller number 9 with the code word. And you're going to see Sox Mariners, and we'll do it again in about an hour.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's free, it's for me. So they're playing. I think they're playing at the very least free quality baseball right now. So if you get the tickets for free, get your butt over to Fenway and enjoy some baseball.
If they play, Andy, if they played like they did Friday night at Rate Field, last night at the JV Park in Tampa, are you telling me that you would sit through that for 9 innings and like, would you like zip tie your children to their chairs?
Yes.
Just say like, we got the tickets for free. Now sit down and enjoy. Bregman booting a ball. Campbell wondering what you do in center and then over at second, and Casas striking out and yelling at himself.
No, because here is where the strange in-person ironic optimism of Andy Hart takes place. I always believe when I'm at an event, no matter how bad it, like that, I might see something special. And okay, so coming back from 16-1 would probably be difficult, but maybe you see some weird home run, grand slam, two home runs, back-to-back-to-back home runs, something that would give you the ability to be like, well, the game sucked, but it was pretty cool that X happened. So in person, yes, I tend to, I always feel like if you leave early, you're a loser. You're missing history. You might see something special.
How about all those Miami Heat fans in 2013 who missed Ray Allen's game-tying shot? In the overtime for like people that walked out of Super Bowl 51. Yeah, you can't.
Like, you can't.
No, never leave early. It's just about actually getting there. Once you're there, you got to commit to the bit. It's just about actually getting there.
Speaking of committing to the bit, AJ called back. He had the bad sell out of New Hampshire, and he wanted to say that he's getting some Brian Dalbec vibes maybe out of Tristan Casas.
Oh,
I mean, Bobby Dalbec. Who is Brian Dalbec? See, that's Dalbec. What I always had a trouble. Brian Dalbec and
Brian Dalbec, Bobby Dalbec.
Bobby.
Okay.
Getting
and they
some
played
vibes.
Him short, too, which was
and
always a good thing.
And he was a guy that had home runs
that's right.
early on,
remember
and
that?
Then you realized he was like a 4A player and really wasn't that good. Yes, Dan?
You want some numbers?
Sure.
All right.
Does it work? Does the comp work?
It's closer than it should be, I'll put it that way.
Yikes.
I'm going to hunt and peck 1 year. So this is Bobby Dalbec's age 26 season. This is 2021. 133 games, 240 batting average, 792 OPS, 25 home runs, 78 runs batted in. Not bad.
Will Fleming told me the following spring on opening day that he was going to hit 40 home runs.
Right. There you go. So
I don't think he did.
So that was his first full season in the league. Tristan Casas, age 23 season, which was 2023. 132 games, so exactly one less.
Okay.
263 average, 856 OPS, 24 home runs, 65 runs batted in. It's better, but it's not a lot better.
Right.
And Dalbec has had a worse career, but it's getting closer than it should be at this point.
It's at least a discussion point, and just overall what he's going to be and where he's going to end up and the defense and first base and having a backup plan and all of these things have to be a consideration. I do want to be the guy that says, yeah, you're only 18 games into the season. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and all these things. But I do think it's concerning the way Tristan Casas has started the year. And that leads me to my poll before we get back to the phone lines. At Jumbo Hart on Twitter. And I asked a simple question. Did we, most of the baseball world, overrate the 2025 Boston Red Sox? Because, Fitzy, I don't want any of that crap like, oh, it was all you guys on WEEI Afternoons or you. No, they were being picked as a potential World Series team.
Everyone else was buzzing. It was more than just the manager telling us, hey, we got a good baseball team. Like, they were predicted by freaking Fox Sports predicted they would win the American League and go into the World Series against the Dodgers. And listen, that can still happen.
Absolutely.
Maybe this is part of the story, but the start has been, if put it this way, if you were on an airplane and this would basically on a multiple hour journey, this would be takeoff and ascending to altitude. People would be throwing up, crying, clutching their rosaries.
Hey, I got to fly to Green Bay on Tuesday. Don't put negative things out in the air these days.
No, I mean, they'll land. The plane will land, Andy. It's just going to be the first part of the flight's going to suck.
Need a shower and some new clothes, but the plane will land. So I asked, did we, most of the baseball world, overrate the 2025 Boston Red Sox? The two options were yes, they aren't good, or no, just a slow start. Fitzy, want to wager a guess?
One more time.
Yes, they aren't good, or no, just a slow start in terms of did we overrate them?
It's going to be 61% for yes, they're no good, 39% no, just a slow start.
I think you cheated, and then you made it off just a little bit to look like you didn't cheat.
This is real.
I'm on to your game as a high school dropout kid.
I didn't look.
It's 62% yes, they aren't that good.
I get it. I speak poll.
Excuse me?
Pause.
So 62% have already decided we overrated them. They aren't that good. Two out of every three Red Sox fans are down. Because you remember, fans were in with us too. We've done some polls measuring sort of the buzz and excitement. The books, if you look at some of the numbers, the wagers to win the AL East, to win the pennant, the Red Sox have a lot of bets placed out there on them. I may have been a sucker who bet the over on 86.5 wins. And I'm not giving up on that, but I think it's a little early to jump ship, but it's also hard to not jump ship with some of the crap that you've seen from this baseball team. And also, like, the feeling of you have nothing to latch on for good. Other than every 5 days, you're pretty comfortable you're going to get an ace-like start from your ace. Other than that, Christian Campbell, you're going to latch on to him? Because I don't think that's fair. Is it realistic to think Christian Campbell is going to be your best, most consistent offensive player for the totality of his first season in the big leagues when he played 40 games in the minor leagues? That's not fair.
So last night at 8:30 p.m., I tweeted, ready to have that conversation about the Red Sox when you are. The responses, colorful, animated, interesting, often with GIFs and other sorts of expletives. When you ignore spending the last couple seasons, then decide we better sign a name and Bregman to sell jerseys and keep Nesson ratings up, but have bad starters and lousy defense, this is what you get. I'm just enjoying the 2 weeks the Blue Jays will have at the top of the division before they crap the bed and then the Red Sox can't figure it out. Embarrassing start to season, wondering if Cora is the man. At least we have the Woo Sox. The team is slowly but surely starting to phase out Cora. His lease will soon shorten. Only team worth investing in is the Celtics. Awfully managed team. Brutal start. Expectations down the drain. And, of course, once again, Andy, your favorite, a gif of somebody from the Waterboy. Oh, no, we suck again.
Like, that is appropriate. We suck again.
No one, like, there were dozens more. Like, people, sure, are we prone to overreact when we have the ability to engage immediately with social media? Sure, it's easier than yelling out the window or, you know, calling into sports radio. That being said, all of your concerns, Red Sox fans, are thoroughly valid because you are watching a team that cannot get out of its own way right now after they were predicted to be gangbusters.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone line. Steve in Connecticut wants to talk about the Sox. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I just want to say that I do about 15 games a year, and so I think I get to see some things. And projections were really high this year. I saw the Cardinals was my first game of the year. So how can everybody not get excited? So this is going to be it. But the reality is it takes time to gel, and you're dealing with young kids. As far as, you know, we're booting the ball around with just basic, you know, fundamentals. I remember when Butterfield was our infield coach. Xander, you know, X-Man and Rafi were young, but, you know, no one there booting the ball around, but they were getting work in the outfield. And Xander used to say that all the time. Butter did this, Butter did that. I know he's working now, but the bottom line is I'm getting sick. I am getting sick of Cora's passive approach. It's starting to sound like more like, you know, the Yankees and Boone, you know, oh, let's turn the page. How many pages, you know, I don't want to hear that when we're losing by 15 runs.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I do think Alex Cora is going to start to come under some fire. I don't know how you can't. He obviously had the interesting season a year ago where he didn't want to talk about an extension and then signed the 3-year extension. People know he makes good money. People have a history to look back on. And this year, people have talent that they perceive to have been added to the roster. So it's like, okay, now you have talent. Why is it not working? Well, much like in the NBA, when there's talent and it doesn't work, they get rid of the coach.
The Phoenix Suns might be the latest and greatest example. The most expensive team in NBA history misses the postseason. Third coach in like 4 seasons. Fired.
617-779-7937. Continuing to take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora, is he on a slightly warm seat? I won't say hot seat yet, but are you starting to wonder what his contributions are? Are you disliking the way he's managing a struggling baseball team? But up next, we also need to mix in some Bruins. The Bruins season comes to an end tonight, and even Dan Ball, I think, is happy to say that is the truth, that now we can focus on prospects and lotteries and draft picks in the offseason, but we also have to focus on the front office. Are they staying together? We'll find out in a couple days. We have mixed reporting on that topic. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
So the silver lining for the Red Sox is Garrett Crochet, and if you're talking Bruins, the silver lining would be David Pastrnak. And other than that, you're talking about the offseason and a top five pick, and if you're the Greg Hill show, you're talking about maybe hearing there will be a resignation from the Bruins front office as early as Wednesday. But then we had a conflicting report. Frank Cervelli said sources say no changes are expected in the Bruins front office. Both Don Sweeney and Cam Neely have been in lockstep, hard at work on the next iteration of the club. So Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Andy Hart here, talking a little Bruins as they close out the season tonight.
What a season it's been, Andy.
It has been interesting. I mean, that is the one thing. There has been, not in a good way, but if you kind of like look back and think of Swayman and Montgomery and Marchand versus Keefe and sort of everything that went in this, and then the little subplot of, well, Pasta's pretty good. You can watch him if you like hockey and goals. There's kind of been a lot wrapped up into this bad season for the Boston Bruins. But in terms of the front office, do you think there could be something from this report from Greg and what he's hearing? Do you think, would you expect, would you want a resignation from Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, either, both, neither? How do you look at this front office as you embark on, I don't even know, Dan Ball, what are they calling it? I don't think they push back from rebuild. I don't even know what word they've used.
They tear it down. I guess maybe a retool would be what they're doing.
Fitzy, how do you look at this retool in the front office?
I'm a graduate cum laude from your school of, I never want anyone to lose their job. You know, I could never outright root for that, but it hasn't worked for Sweeney in the last couple of years. I mean, once they went for it a couple seasons back, trading all those picks to try to cap off the greatest regular season with a Stanley Cup finish, it blew up on him. And since then, it's been diminishing returns. So I tend to believe that Greg's lead, or Greg's scoopage, I should say, from yesterday morning's show is true, because we talked about this to a degree yesterday as well, that it's easier to sort of like try to feed contrarian information to a source, have them put it out there, and then be like, oh, you know, then we just changed our mind. That's how we were feeling the other day. Whereas someone else might be leaking some good intel to Greg on the inside, saying, no, this is the walls are talking, the streets are talking, as Stiz likes to say, and this is what's up. I wouldn't be surprised, because if you asked 100 Bruins fans, I bet you more than 2/3 would say that they think it might be time for a change at GM.
So, Stiz, if we're going to talk about Greg's report or what he's hearing, let's at least hear it from his mouth.
The first whisper that was shared with me was that for the first time in perhaps ever, Bruins photo day, neither Cam Neely nor Don Sweeney were there and a part of the photo, which I believe that they normally are. The next whisper came to me that Wednesday of this week is a very big day for the organization. Wednesday will be a game-changing day for the organization. And the individual who was whispering to me, I said, please, I can't just say Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the one word that the person shared with me was resignation.
Ooh, resignation and Wednesday. I'm glad to hear that, because there was confidence in his voice. That was not a, remember when he had one of his scoopages and he was like, you know, and I'm my sources and they're wrong sometimes. So he didn't.
Don't put it on Twitter. Don't put it on Twitter.
This, there was a little conviction in his voice. And that's interesting. And I agree with you, Fitzy. Neither of these guys may be wrong. They can both have sources that are telling them information, sources that they trust, you know, and one of them could end up being wrong on the surface come Wednesday. But that's interesting, because Greg sounded pretty assertive there in the way he was presenting that information. And interesting that, if true, that they usually take part in photo day and choose to not take part in photo day. You know why you might do that? Because maybe you found out that, you're not going to want to remember this season because it's your last type thing.
Or, yeah, we might be making some changes. Yeah. We haven't yet exactly come to a consensus as to what the operation is going to look like next year. So why don't you guys go to Dunk's?
Also, I don't know if it would be
breakfast
earth-shattering, or whatever the word Greg used was. Could it be that Neely and Sweeney are back and somebody else is resigning, and that there's, you know, some truth in all of this? Also, a name that I want to throw out there, because I still don't know what he does. Maybe you can clarify this, Fitzy or Dan Ball. But you have Zdeno Chara sort of sniffing around the organization and has been around the organization. And I think some fans want him to be part of this team, maybe moving forward, almost like a reset of the role that Cam Neely's been in, to reset it with Zdeno Chara, a legendary captain and player and cup winner and everything that he brings. So the Boston Bruins, I guess we'll have to stay tuned here on WEEI Afternoons until Wednesday, see if there's a resignation, see if it's status quo, how it all plays out. But we know the season plays out tonight for the Bruins. Up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means 3-point stance time. It means Ted Johnson. And it means I'm going to tell you who I'm rooting for, and it's getting harder and harder to root for him in a sense. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.